Kum Lenin Ablak Yemura on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We are up to the two dots. Nigmar Dinai. Once there was a Gemar Din and the Kohen Gadol then passes away, then he goes free. Nigmar Dinai Amud Aleph Brav. So Yehuda said, "Nebrav, stay to Uyis, tell you Yoyev, Yoyev, when David the Melech said that Yoyev should be killed, Shlomo tried to kill him, he ran to the Mizbeach and he held onto the corners of the Mizbeach. He made two mistakes then. Why he's being killed is either because of murder of Malchus or because he killed Avner and he killed Amos. Lechsiv, it says in Pasuk, what did Yoyev do? He fled, Vayonos Yoyev el Oyel Hashem, he fled to the tent of Hashem, Vayachazek Bekanes Mizbeach, and he held on to the corners of Mizbeach. What were the two mistakes? What Mizbeach did he hold on to, by the way? The base of Major wasn't built yet. Shile was destroyed. So normally we would learn Pshat is there was the Mishkan, there was the Mizbeach of Givon, because Givon at that time was the Mizbeach. But Rashi makes a Chiddush, Shile is the Rashi. All those years that had the Mishkan is a machlekes, you're allowed to have a second bummer. So look what Rashi says here. And this is the Rashi, very good, that they bring as a mocker. Rashi says here, Mizbeach Beis Elamim. You see Rashi, the last, the top line, fourth line. What kind of Mizbeach was there? And it says, Mizbeach Beis Elamim. I'm sorry, let's look at two more lines of Gemara, and then we'll go back to Rashi. Says the Gemara, what were two mistakes? Like, Fatah, She'enu, Koilel, Gaga, you have to be on top of the Mizbeach, who tough is Bekan, no, he's only holding on the corners. Number one. The second mistake was she'enu koilet el mizbeach beis alami. The only mizbeach that it protects you with the mizbeach of the beis hamikdash, who toughes mizbeach shel shiloi, and he was holding on mizbeach of shiloi, which can't really be because he wasn't holding on shiloi. That's Yerashi.
What's the
shiloi was closed down after Eli. Let's go through another Gemara. Made another mistake. Another mistake he made. Who does the Mizbeach protect? Only a Kohen had a right to be there, and he was doing the Avodah B'Shas Maisa. But who's Zor Hoya? He had no right to be there in the first place in Israel. Rashi Mizbeach Olamim. Beis Olamim. Four lines at the top. How do you know it has to be the African Mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash? Says Mizbechi. Hamayuchli, it's mine. Okay, not shel shilei, because there was no shilei then. Shilei shut down after Eli. So he was holding a mizbeach of a bomber. Now, what bomber? So the pashtus, and the way most of Shoyin learn is, he was a given. However, it was 40 years or something. She'asa David lifnei ha'aron. David ha'melech built a mizbeach in Yerushalayim. By the where the autumn is going to be, Shahiya ba oil, Ashenot le David be ear David oil. He made a tent there in ear David, and there he set up his bear. Kidechsi by Yonos Yoev el oil Hashem. Umatzinu be divrei hayomim mifanim yomim she'asa David mizbeach lefanav. That David built another mizbeach. So first of all, you wonder if he can build another bummer in times in the Mishkan. Seems from clearly he allowed to. He built a mizbeach. V'yev shleimim mizbeach shel shilei shehu he made David shleimim. You can't say it was the Mizbeach of Shiloh, which time made David Shiloh, because it wasn't. So Rashi makes a chiddush here. They built, David HaMelech built another Mizbeach, and all this we talk about.
If you had, because first of all, was Givon still operating?
Givon was operating, yes.
This is after the Eretz Uzza, you know, built that
in Mizbeach. Yeah, but Givon, what Mizbeach?
He took the oven.
Yeah, Aron was up to Mizbeach. Of course. The Aron was so years by Plishtim, yeah. Yeah, but they only kept in this guy's house. Arvono, Hayavusis, whatever. Not Arvono, Uz, whatever his name is.
Uz.
Let's go back to Gemara. Anyway. Omer, it's lucky. Shalosh trees, also Sarah Shalom, the Sar of Roim will make three mistakes in the future. I'm not sure why he revealed it, because Sar of Roim will learn the Gemara. He'll know what the mistakes not to avoid. Mashiach will come. It says the following. Miza Bome Edom, who came here from Edom, the Malach of Edom Samoel, Chamit Begodim, over there he had the soil, his clothes, Mipitzara, he came, Batra, came from the city of Batra. What happened? What's he doing? What's he doing in Batra? What's he doing full of blood and everything else? Now, even though we're talking about a Malach and not a human being, we're using a mushroom. Toya Shayna Kaletas Ella Botzar, this other Miklub we said before was Botzar, but who Goila the Botzar, he mistook the city, he thought the city of Botzar. Number one. Number two, Toya Shayna Kaletas Ella Shaggy, it only even protects someone who did by mistake, who made it. And the Samal was amazing, he killed all the Eden. And the third, Toya Shayna Kaletas Ella Adam, who Malach, and he's a Malach. Malachu. Amravu, Ori Miklub, Nitla Kavuda. Are miklat, you're not allowed to bury. How do I know? The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, umigrashayim, and their migrashes, yiela behemtim, that's their open spaces outside of the cities, should be available for behemoths, ulechushim, for their assets, ulechol chayosim, for all their needs. So these cities were Ari Miklat were given for life, and you're not allowed to bury anybody there. You're not allowed to bury anybody there. Meisel asked you a question. It says in the pasuk Shama, it says three times the word Shama we had before. What did we learn from three times yesterday? What do you learn from say three times the word Shama? It says in the Mishnah Shama Sham Tehei Dirasai, that's where he should live. So it's a mitzvah say Shama Sham Tehei Misasai. The second time it says Shama, that's where he's going to die. And Shama Sham Tehei Kvoras, if he dies, he gets buried there. So we see people do get buried in the Miklat. Says the Gemara, Roitzeach Shiny. The dwellers of the Adam Miklat don't get buried there. Or the Tzeach different, the Goli Beirachmana. The Torah revealed it. Now, so what do you have clear from this Gemara here? The Pashtas. Which cities are we talking about here? Which Pasuk are we learning from? Umigrosheyem.
That's the
42 cities, but the six cities, everybody who lived there can be buried. So the Rosh Hashanah's question is hard to understand. However, okay. However, you could say like this: why doesn't the Gemara? The Gemara has a question. Why does the Shammai Kavuda? What the Gemara could have answered: this is the 42 cities, and that's talking about the six cities. But that's the reason why Gemara doesn't answer that. Because the truth is that the Roskim do get buried there. Shammai take Rosh they do get buried there in all the 42 cities. We don't. The Mishnah make a difference between the 42 cities and the six. We're talking about all the cities when it says Shammai take Rosh. So we're telling you a fact. That the Reis can get buried there, even in those cities where people, the local, cannot get buried, the Reis can get buried. But it could be, in fact, I didn't see any of the Shining who say that in the six cities that you don't bury either. I didn't see anyone say that. Maybe some Achraim, but not in the Shining.
Yeah, but if you see here, the Rambam,
yeah, look, yeah, go look at the Rambam. It doesn't spell out if it's the six cities or the 42. The Pasuk we're learning from is the 42.
He thinks it's a general statement.
Yeah, maybe no. Maybe the Rambam Gufa, just quoting the Gemara. Then you have to know what the Rambam really means. Second Gemara Vayte, I don't remember the Lashon of the Rambam, I can't tell you. Second Gemara Vayte, Kashem Shei Yekaletes, just like the city protects you. So we said the Tchum of the city also protects you. Second Gemara Vayte, we learn, it says, V'yosha ba, V'loi b'tchum, as a befeated, you should live in the city, not in the Tchum, and you tell me the Tchum protects him. To live, he could only live inside the city environs. But the protection is even in the Tchum. If he walks out of the city, he's still protected. You're telling me that you shouldn't live outside the city. Forget about this pasuk of Bo. You know why you can't live outside the city? There ain't ice in Sada Migdash, like Migdash Sada. In the 42 cities. Because the Mishnah makes the chilek of the 42 cities and the six cities. In the 40, even though later on there's a difference in halacha between the 42 cities and the six cities. We had before it as well. Here's Medas and here's even later Medas. We'll see you later. It says here that what? You don't make us the area immediately around the city of the Levim. Madoisim Elav Amma is only to leave an open space. You're not allowed to live there. So Chassidim say you're not allowed to live there. Forget about the Ori Miklat. You're not allowed to live there anyway. Talking about the tunnels, that outside the city in the tunnels you're allowed to live, but anonymically you should be inside, not under the tunnels. So machleik is a poskim if you go in the tunnels under the city, if it's still considered anonymical. Yeah, are you still anonymical? Are you still protected from the Goel Adam? Right, say actually you have
to
chutzul
chum. Attached to the poskim, the machteres yovel. The Goel Adam digs a tunnel below the ground.
Yeah. Said Gemara, Reitzeach she yotzeh chutz tchum. If Reitzeach goes outside of tchum, right, then his life is in peril, and the Goel Adam either a shush or a mitzvah. So my mom, it says in the pasuk, we explain the machlek. It says in the pasuk, the Goel Adam goes out. The Goel Adam found him outside the city. V'rotzach Goel Adam. It says if v'rotzach Goel Adam is Reitzeach and he killed him, ain't l'dam, no problem. So how do we learn v'rotzach? V'rotzach he should, v'rotzach is he could. Mitzvah b'yagoy adam, Rabbi Yehi says it's a mitzvah, ain't goy adam, should be yagoy adam, sorry, mitzvah b'yagoy adam. There's a mitzvah in the hand of the goy adam, ain't loy goy adam, reshuz b'yagoy adam, and everybody else can. Even Rabbi Yehi said, Kiva said, reshuz b'yagoy adam. Sorry, go. That one is a permission. But chol adam, but everybody else chayovin alav. Everybody else either not allowed to, or everybody else they're not. Then they don't get killed for it. Ain't machlek says chayovin or ain't chayovin, but not reshus. My time they say well, he had his notes of mitzvah. Im rotzach, he did it. It says v'rotzach, and he should. Rabbi Kiva miksiv yirtzach, he should. It says v'rotzach, and he did. A third opinion. He says, "Roitzeyach sheyotzeh chutz lechum ummatzay galadam." The girl Adam found him outside. The horn killed him. Neregalav. The girl Adam not only doesn't have a mitzvah, he doesn't even have a reshus. The girl Adam is not allowed to kill the roitzeyach. Not allowed to kill. Keman lochaydo. Who does have tuvia name of Rav follow? Like Rabbi Yisi Haguli. Like Rabbi Kiva. Everyone holds you allowed to. Shaila was a mitzvah. He comes along and says, "Asa." He learns it like a found talent. The Tanya we learn. Rabbi Lezer says it says in Pasuk that these cities should be a miklat, and the tzeach shouldn't be killed. We're talking about over here, by the way, if he's running to the other miklat. We're not talking about here after he was raised on the miklat and he leaves. We're talking about he's running to the other miklat. So it says in Pasuk. Ad om the lifnei eda. If you found the goyel adam outside miklatoi and it killed, where is it? Sorry, it should be a miklat and the retzeach when I get killed, the retzeach when I get killed, ad om the lifnei mishpat. Sounds like that no one's allowed to kill him until he is taken out of the miklat, brought to a bezin, and determined his fate. And then if he goes out of miklat, if he goes out, that's when you're allowed to kill him. But Kolzman, he hasn't yet gone to a bezin in the first place, no one's allowed to kill him. According to Kibbutz Gacy, you can. What do you mean? Adam of Neidel Mishpah. The fish number said, "Rosh Hashanah." I said, "Yorchom Miyaz." Straight away, Tamalim. Adam of Neidel Mishpah. He cannot kill him until he actually goes to the Bezin, and Bezin determines his fate. Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Kiva, hi. Adam of Neidel Mishpah. My daughter said, "Fresh apostle." They have to wait until Adam of Neidel Mishpah. By the Gitanya, Rabbi Kiva, I'm. But this we learn from the book where Kiva said. Kiva said, "Menayin the Sanhedrin." Shiro echad shaharag is a nefesh. Hi, the Sanhedrin saw a person kill someone. She'aimam misinoy. So they have no right to kill him. At Sheyamid the Bezin Acha, they can't be the ones to try him until they go to the Bezin. Tamalim. Until they go to another bezin. Over there in Rosh Hashanah, and Baba Kama, Rabbi Kiva says, since you cannot have Eidah, Shiat Yochel Azima, and if they're the Dayanim, they're not going to accept any Hazam about themselves. That's why Ein Eid Nasadayin. Here he's given a different reason. So the Pasuk, Ad Yamad Bamishpat. That they have to. Ad have to be in another Mishpat, another bezin. The Eidim cannot be the ones who are going to try him. Tanam Rebbe learned, Im Yotze, Yotze Retzeach, if the Retzeach went out, Ein Li Yelah B'Mezi, they walked out of the Mikra B'Mezit. Shoegi Minayin, how do you know if it's B'Shoegi? Tanam Leimit, Im Yotze, Yotze, if he walked out, Mekom Mokom, I don't care how he walked out, if he walked out, he's even B'Shoegi. How in the world would the Retzeach, the Goyal Adam, know if the Retzeach walked out B'Shoegi or B'Mezit? How would he know? Well, the question is, after the event, are we going to try the Ritzay for what he did? If it turns out to be that we were b'shegig, then I don't know. How did it happen? Although, how would he know? There's a whole shock of Italia, the Chavazir and others. What happens if the guy walked out of the other miklat and the Kohen Gadol dies? It's also for the Ritzay to walk out. We have a mitzvah saying, we're not going to go for a mitzvah or anything else. What if he did walk out and the Kohen Gadol dies? Does the Kohen Gadol have to die while he's not in miklat? Is that when he gets free? So if he died, because he did an Isser walking out, the Kohen Gadol's death doesn't help him, or it doesn't matter. The Kohen Gadol is like what's holding the Isser in place, and as soon as the Kohen Gadol dies, because he's partly to blame, the Isser is removed. Now, is the Kohen Gadol like a mani, exactly, a matter of removing the Isser? Tell Rabbi Lynch.
So if the Ratzeach is running on his way to the Miklot, so when the Kohen Gadol dies, it's the same.
Yeah, we had before, even if he never made it to the Miklot. No, he has to have a din.
After the Pesach Din. He doesn't go to the
Miklot
until he's had his
Pesach
Din.
That's right. No, he goes to the
Miklot,
but
then they take him back to the
Miklot. Yes, we said before that even the person that killed a Mazer has to go to the Miklot. And they will, like a Kotel Mazer or a Mazer without any Edom, run to the Miklot. Turn it on and then they'll just decide what to do with you. Tom, we learned, Im Yotze, the Zech, Ain't the Elbe Mazi, Beshay, Minahino, Beshay, Tamalim, Im Yotze, come back. Time we learned, Bemazi, Ned, Beshay, Gaila. We learned that Bemazi, he gets killed, Beshay, he goes to Golus, like Kasha. Hawk, it says Yotze, Yotze, it says twice the word Yotze. Hawk, Commander, Amrin, Dibra, Tay, Glashmani, Adam, and therefore Yotze, Yotze means nothing. And that's why it means only what? Only Bemazi, sorry. Only Bemazi. that only b'mezid he's allowed to get killed. But if it's b'shegi, he's not allowed to kill him, he has to go back into Arim Miklat. How come Adam Eloi Amrinah Dibs Lashar Teh doesn't talk with Shemri Adam? It says twice, Yotze, tell you that even if he walked out b'shegi, his life is now on the line. It makes more sense to say like, how can when he walks out of the tchum be stricter than when he killed the guy in the first place? If somebody killed b'mezid, what happens? Harmika won't protect him, he gets killed. If he killed b'shegig, you shouldn't kill him, let him go to Golus. So af seifa, if he walked out of Arim Miklat b'shegig without realizing, surely he shouldn't get killed then. How can it be walking out of Arim Miklat should be stricter than when he killed the guy himself? Now, very important Gemara. Tony Chodib lived in one place of Shaharik Benoi. If a father killed, if Yaakov killed Reuven, Nas of Shaharik Benoi, sorry, of Shaharik Benoi Nasa Le Goyel Adam. If a father killed, let's say Reuven, Shimon becomes the Goyel Adam and kills his father. That's what it's seen. We'll see in a minute. But Tanya learned somewhere else. Ain't Benoi Nasa Le Goyel Adam. That Shimon has no right to kill his father. So which one is it? Let's say yes. It's a mitzvah. So even if a mitzvah give it up, this is a mitzvah to girl dumb. So therefore, even though it's his father, he can go ahead and kill him. According to Akiva, it's only the shust, and your own father, you can't kill. The tizbura of fighting a mother doesn't make sense. Bein lemandam ma mitzvah. Bein lemandam ma shust. Me sure you're allowed to. La koil ein haben nasa shliach la aviv. A son can never become the shliach bezin to administer the following punishment. La koise to administer him the lashes or the kolosai. Or if a bezin has to curse him or something, that a son cannot do that. Chutz, the only one that a son can do is mimesis. If he's a mimesis, he's a mitzvah, le sach v'chasa, no pity, no compassion. So what do you mean? How can a son ever be the one to be a goyel adam, kill his own father, to avenge the death of his brother? Le kasha, habibnoi, habibbenbnoi. A son, or no, like this. We'll do Rashi, because it's important Rashi. Yaakov, Yitzchak killed Yaakov. Esav is not allowed to take revenge, but Yaakov's son Reuven can kill Yitzchak because Ben Benoi Yelatz. Why? So let's do Rashi. The last Rashi before the Mishnah. Eloi Kasha, Habib Benoi, Habib Ben Benoi. Hod Tanya ain't Benoi Nasa Goyel Adam when the son is not allowed to kill his own father. Ben Benoi Shel Roitzer come out. We're talking about the Ratzech who is Yitzchak and his son Esav is not allowed to kill Yitzchak. But how did Tanya Benoi Nasla go? Another Braisa Benoi does. It's not the Benoi of the Ratzech, it's the Benoi of the victim, the grandson. The Benoi Shel Horu come out. Talking about Yaakov's son Reuven. Shehu Ben Benoi Tzeach, Ve'einoi Muzer Al Kavoido. What is it actually Paskin here? But a grandson has no mitzvah of kibbutz of a kibbutz zakon. No mitzvah of kibbutz of grandfather.
Elsewhere, Rashi says that bnei bonim harehen kibonim.
No, but that's the Gemara said that. The story is that Rashi in Chumash, we're going to learn in Parshas by Yigash there, that Rashi says we. And in fact, it's
mishnei bonai tikach.
No, elkei avi, elkei by mizbeach. It says elkei. Brought down the Rama Shulchan Aruch, he brings a halacha lemaisa as a mitzvah, the machlekes as a mitzvah to cover for your grandfather. And the Rama Shulchan Aruch says the mitzvah is because Rashi says in Chumash, and why he says by Yizbach lekei Avi before lekei Yitzchak, lekei Avi before lekei Avram, because why he says lekei why is it lekei Yitzchak? We're talking about Yosef because there's a mitzvah of kivud of the grandfather, and therefore it's lekei Yitzchak. Rashi says in Chumash. So the Rambam in Vayigash.
Isn't it because your father has a fee to be
Not at all. Because then what would be the din when your father's dead?
You have to make a direct connection.
Not at all. So the Rambam passes from that way. And the Marit. But what you said is a good point. And the Marit Rutenberg argues. So they ask a state in these two Rashis. Kivayger asks the question. So one of the answers given is. One answer is that of course it's a mitzvah of your grandfather, but it's one step lower than your father. So the highest mitzvah, the optimum mitzvah is your father, and then goes your grandfather. So over here, when it comes to the Goyel Adam, cannot push away the mitzvah of your father, but the Goyel Adam does push away the mitzvah of grandfather, because the grandfather is one step lower. So not that Rashi means ve'einu muzer al kvoida at all. It means einu muzer al kvoida as much as your own father. The other one, so I forgot who answers this, in Shulchan Aruch, in Mepharshim, they answer this in your day. They answer like what Moshe said. That Rashi holds the mitzvah of your grandfather is not like Yimi said, it's a mitzvah direct, it's a mitzvah through your father. Therefore, if the whole mitzvah of your grandfather is through your father, since you no longer have a father, can you just kill him? So you have no mitzvah of your grandfather anymore. In this case, there's no mitzvah of honoring your grandfather. He's allowed to kill his grandfather. Because where's your father? He just killed him. That's why you're a goy adam. Yeah, then you have no mitzvah. The mitzvah is through your father. And since your father is dead because he killed him, so you have no mitzvah anymore. Interesting. Says the Mishnah, Ilan, a tree. A tree is standing inside the chum. If you have a tree standing inside the chum, and the branch is outside the chum, no, it's inside the mikla, and the branch is outside the mikla. The tree is standing outside of the chum. Remember, we said the chum also is koilet. But the branch is inside. Look at the branch. In other words, he's sitting on the tree trunk. What's the state of the tree? If the branch is outside, even though he's sitting on the tree trunk, which is inside, he can, the goyim can come in and kill him. That's what it seems right now. We had it in...
It's almost like Tumas.
Yeah, but regarding Yom Yerushas Yochus Rabin, if it's for Tvachim wine. That's Tumas Oil. We have many cases. Here the question is, regarding, we have by Maisa, we'll see. Telling me whatever, let me ask a question. You're telling me about that everything goes after the knife, as if the tree is bottled to the knife. We learned by Maisa, Elon Shu, Oymed, in Shalayim, the Noite, Lechutz, and the branches are outside. Or the Oymed, Bechutz, standing outside Yerushalayim, the Noite, Lefnim, inside. Mekeneged HaChaymer, the part of the tree. Talk about eating ma'aser sheni, the part of the tree that's connected lachaim lefnim, that's inside Yerushalayim kelefnim, and mekenegel lachaim lechutz kelechutz. And I am ma'aser. We never take one part of the tree and make it follow the other. Wherever you are, you are. Think what it asks, says back. Ma'aser ha'od miklat karam. You're asking because ma'aser ha'od miklat. Ma'aser bechaim mekal rachman. The potato is makpid. It should be in the chayaf eat. You know yisharim. Ha'od miklat b'didat talach. B'didat talach manah. Ha'od miklat depends on living. The noifay mizdalei bikarle mizdalei. Generally speaking, which part of the tree do people live in, people sit on? On the branch, rather than on the trunk. So therefore, if you're sitting on the branch, the main part of the tree is a branch. Wherever the branch is, the rest of the tree follows. Okay, that's what he's saying here. Yeah, you follow the branch. I don't care what you do, just argument. So you mother, but Rami Maisa Maisa has a question for Maisa and Maisa. The time you learn somewhere else, but Yerushalayim Halach Achra Noif. It says in the Braisa, you just said by in the previous Braisa that by Maisa, wherever the tree, wherever you are in that part of the tree, that's where you are. It says another Braisa, but Yerushalayim Halach Achra Noif. It says by Yerushalayim, follow the branch, and by the Mikul Halach Achra Noif. That is in Yerushalayim, you follow the branch, and Mikul you follow the branch. Sounds like that Maisa is the same thing. You follow the branch. What's going on? The Tanya, we live in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Yehuda says, "B'mayda halech achapischa." When you have a cave, how do you know if the cave, which where the cave is, your shalim outside shalim? You look where the opening is, because that's the only way to get in. Wherever the opening is, that's who you have. The opening is in shalim, even though the cave itself might be outside of shalim, you're considered in shalim, and vice versa. By a tree, go after the branch. So therefore, the Mishnah, our Mishnah that says by other Mikla, you go after the branch, and the Braisa that says by Maisa, you go after the branch, follows Rabbi Yehuda. And the other Braisa that says that wherever you are, follows the Rabbon. Okay. So you want to eat Maisa. Aim the Shamal Rabbi Yehuda, Gabi Maisa, Lechumra. When does Rabbi Yehuda say it's dinim when it comes to Chumra? There's two dinim regarding Maisa. Regarding Maisa, it is Yishalayim, Yiladi eat the Kulin Yishalayim and the Chumra, Kulin Chutz Yishalayim and the Chumra. The kulin shalayim is allowed to eat the ma'aser sheni shalayim, and the chumra is out, and outside the shalayim, you're not allowed to eat it. The kula outside. Outside the shalayim, you can be paid in your ma'aser sheni. Once you're inside the shalayim, you cannot be paid anymore. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that we follow the branch? Is the chumra. So, in other words, if the branch is outside your shalayim, you're not allowed to eat it in a tree, but bring machmed. Don't eat it. But on the other hand, if the branch is outside your shalayim and the tree is inside your shalayim, and you want to be paid it because you're saying outside, no, we can say it's inside your shalayim, you can't. I think more explain. Ikrei bechutz, if the ikra tree is outside the shalayim, the knife befinin, the branches inside. Kiheiched de begufa leimotzi pari. Just like if you're sitting in the outside the tree, you cannot redeem it because it's outside the shalayim. Bikari nami leimotzi pari. Nor even though you're inside the shalayim, you cannot. Even though you're outside the shalayim, you cannot be paid. Since the branch inside the shalayim, you cannot redeem. So even if you're outside sitting on top of the tree, you cannot redeem it. The ikra tree is inside and the knife is outside. We give all the chumras, whatever way the chumra. We'll treat it like outside the shalayim, the chumra regarding padiya. We'll treat it like inside the shalayim. You're not allowed to eat it, and we'll treat it like inside the shalayim. You're not allowed to be paid it. And it got to be ori mikla. When it comes to ori, you want to compare that to ori mikla. By ori mikla, what's the chumra? Bishleim ikare bechutz. If the ikra is outside. the knife b'fnim and the knife is inside. It's a chumra that the goyel adam cannot kill him. Kehecha the begufa the knife. Since the knife is inside, the goyel adam is not allowed to kill him. He's b'kari nami lematzikotle. That's a chumra. But ikari b'fnim and knife b'chutz. The ikar is inside and the knife is outside. Outside. Kehecha the knife matzikotle b'kari nami matzikotle. So you want to say that you follow the branch, and since the branch he's allowed to kill you because it's outside, you're allowed to kill him inside. He says the fact is inside. Where do you know that you can be mekul? Oh, my rav is the rav. I guess when it comes to the tree itself, the tree itself, if it's inside, for sure you're not allowed to kill. Let's say the knife is outside, and you're high up on a branch, and he can kill you. Throwing up arrows and throwing up pebbles. The kuli amale pligi the matzikotli. No, if you're in the section of the tree that's inside, you're definitely safe. If you're in the section of the tree that's outside and he can reach you by throwing stones, you definitely he's a right to kill you. You know what the machlekes is? That the branch is outside, but it's very high up, and the only way to get to that branch is by climbing up the tree. Only by climbing up the tree. But where is the tree? It's inside. So you got to go inside the mikla to climb the tree to get to the outside part to kill him. Are you allowed to do that or not? Using that as a stepstone to assist you in killing. Keep pligi b'mevi ikore dargel noifa. If the ikid is the step to get to the top, ma'asover havi ikore dargel noifa. Since the only way to get to the top is to the bottom, is as if you started the killing from the bottom, you're starting from the miklut. Ma'asover lo havi ikore dargel noifa. Rav Ashi gives another answer. My achra noif af achra noif. He says it doesn't mean only of the noif. It means in a case where it's the chumra, will follow the noif, and that where is the kula. The chumra is that if the tree is inside garden miklut, even though he's standing on the branch. Which is outside, you're not allowed to kill him. Mishnah.
Yeah.
Which means that if you want to, if you're sitting on the, let's say the branch is outside, and you're sitting on the tree part itself, we're being machmer and saying that just like you're not allowed to eat it. You got to go get off the tree, sit down on the table or the park bench and eat. Don't sit on the tree here and eat. Because we're treating as if it's the branch. Yeah, but not where you are right now. Mishnah. Horag ba'oisei, this guy is a serial accident killer. He ran to the Adi Miklut, and while he was on the Miklut, he killed somebody else b'shoigig. Horag ba'oisei, what do you do now? Goyle, but you have to go to Gol, the whole word is Golus. Goyle, mishchun l'shchun, within the city, you go from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. Fair enough, yeah. It's a continuation of the first one. Advice to is that the first golus is not enough. You have to go through a second golus to get to expiate all your chleis, whatever you put on yourself. Ben Levi, what about a guy who lives in those 42 cities, killed somebody in mistake? He cannot stay in the city. That's his home. He has to go to golus. He has to go to another city because you need golus. Torah, when we learn, it says the pasuk, we can dash everywhere in the pasuk. It says, the Abish, it wasn't your fault. The samti lecha mokum, I will place you, I'll give you a place that we should run. The samti lecha, said Abish, I'll give you b'chayecha while you're still alive. You can already go ahead and do the mitzvah, three set aside, three sitar and miklat. Mokum, what do you mean? That mokum means that even though the three cities are not functional, but there is an Adi Miklat in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu that was functional. Machne Leviya. Mokum means Mimkaimcha, your place where you are, which is Machne Leviya, is a rakesed Adi Miklat. People in that, in your time, can protect themselves there. Asher Yonu Shomim, Melamet Yisrael, Megalin B'Midbar. That they should run over there, teach you that the Eden were already in the Midbar, they already had the Indian of Adi Miklat. Lehecha Megalin Machne Leviya. Where was the Adi Miklat? In Machne Leviya. If a Ben Levi kills, Mach Levi is his place. He's goylem a pelach lepelach. He goes from one city to another city. If he goes to Polchoy, Polchoy Kolta. And if he goes to Golis in his city, then what do you call it? Then his city will protect him. Omer Avach, whatever he can make crow. What's the pasuk? Ki im miklata yashiv isha kotasekvad. A city that, if he goes back to his original city, he can still protect him. Even though it was already, he used to live there once upon a time, if he no longer lives there, he can go back there to be his Adi Miklat. Mishnah, Ki Yoytze Boy, Tesis says an interesting thing. This says that if you're in a city, you go to Golis, you can go from one neighborhood to another neighborhood and move around. You can always move around. But if Ben Levi ends up going back to his city, then he is under house arrest. He cannot walk out from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. He has to be in one place. Mishnah. What happens if a Ratzeach comes into the city? And he was a chashuv person. He kills him by mistake, and the people want to mechabed him. He must confess to them and say, "Ratzeach ani, I killed someone by mistake." They say to him, "We know that, but Afa Pikain, even though it's not your fault, we know it's your fault. Please be our melamed, whatever. Yekabemen." Then he can accept. He can get kavach. And then it says, he needs to tell them. He needs to tell them. Then now the Mishnah will tell you there's a clear chilik and halacha between the 42 cities. But till now we don't see any clear. The only thing is we said that maybe you're allowed to bury in the six cities and the other 14 others is not allowed to. But the Gemara makes here the Mishnah here makes a clear distinction in halacha between the 42 cities and six cities, which is what tells us that lav davka the dinim are the same. And this is as follows: Ma'ilim hoyes chalavim. Do they have to pay rent? Is it like the refugees that come around, that come here illegally, and we have to provide food and shelter and everything for them, or they have to pay their way? Says the Gemara, these 42 cities, these Ratzchim, they get the protection of these cities, but they have to pay their way, room and board. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Meir Omer, Lahoya Mailim Lehenschar. Rab Meir says, no, it's gratis. The community at Israel has to support them. Next Machlaikis, we'll soon see the Gemara. V'choyze l'srara. What happens after he finishes? He goes back to whatever, let's say before he's a yeshiva. After he finishes his term, the Kohen Gadol dies, he can be reinstated. Shahayiba, there's no blight on him. This person is doomed forever. The fact that the Abish allowed him, Elohim, Inu Liyadai, if it means that he doesn't deserve to be a yeshiva. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kana, just a little piece here. Rav Kana said, Machlekes b'sheish. When is the Machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, if you have to pay rent or not, is in the six cities? Because these are communal cities. The Marsov, and we had before, it actually wasn't communal, we had Yehuda had to give something, and everyone had to give a little bit. Marsov, Lachem, it says in the Pasuk, that V'hoyu Lachem Ha'arim, L'mikla, L'klita, to protect them. Umar Sava, and the other one holds, it belongs to the Ratzchim, so they're free. Umar Sava, Lachem, L'chol Tzorcheichem. It's for their needs, and so on. Ababoyim v'shtayim, but it comes to the 42 cities. In other words, Lachem, the first opinion says, Lachem L'klita. All it is protection, but you got to pay. The other one says, no, Lachem L'chol Tzorcheichem. All your needs are taken care of. Ababoyim v'shtayim, but it comes to the 42 cities, they're private cities. Divrei Hakol, Hayamayelon Chad. Everyone knows you got to pay your way, you got to pay the rent to the Levim. So in other words, that's one way of looking at it. Amalei Rava. Rava said, "Havadai." That's surely the chol. The chol tzachechem asher. Well, the chol means clearly all your needs are taken care of. You don't have to pay any rent. El amar apuvaket. Machleik is when is there? Machleik is by boy in vishtaim. When it comes to the six cities, everyone agrees you don't pay any rent. The chol tzachechem, all your needs are taken care of. The machleik is regarding the 42 cities. Mar Sabar, one of them, it says the pasuk at the top of these six cities, I'm going to add another bunch of cities. V'alehem titnu abonim shtaymi, on them. What do you mean alehem? Alehem titnu kihanach l'klita. I'm adding another 42 cities only for protection, but that's it. But here, they're still private cities, you got to pay. Mar Sabar, v'alehem titnu kihanach. That these 42 we're adding on have the same status as the six. Ma hanach l'chol tzorcheichem, af hani nami l'chol tzorcheichem. You gotta take care. Avol b'sheish divrei hakol lahoyim ma'ilin schar. So what is he clearly talking about here? That the 42 cities don't necessarily have the same din as the six when it comes to paying rent. That's what I'm saying. When it comes to kavuda, the same thing. They don't have necessarily the same din at all. And even though we have a machleik, one opinion that's the same because it's va'aleihem on the other ones, so maybe it'll be the same machleik as regarding kavuda. Do they have the same din? Yeah.